Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our first 10 of 10 for 2020. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious and intentional as we take three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slowly. As we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention down into our heart space, into the cave and the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious and intentional for the next 9 or so minutes. That we are communing with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the spirit of life, God, the I am within us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm reading the Psalms from Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Lowell, Psalm 101. I sing of loyalty and of justice. To you, O beloved, I sing. I give heed to the way that leads to peace, making a home in our hearts. You are our loving companion and friend. May I walk with integrity wherever I go. May I see you in all creation. May, excuse me, may I be a mirror of your love to all that I meet. May I reflect the freedom of your truth and live as a beneficial presence in the world. Forgive me, O merciful one, if I turn from those in need. Humble me if I become arrogant and greedy. Embrace me with your presence. I accompany those who love you, that I may grow in wisdom. I enter into the silence, into the eternal light, and listen for your gentle voice. For no one who oppresses another, who keeps company with injustice, will dwell in the house of love. and no one who prefers darkness will live in the glory of light. In the morning, I offer myself to you in prayer. By night, I surrender to you in trust. Oh, that I might walk in the light with a grateful heart and radiate peace to the world. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. As we enter into this new year, this new decade, an opportunity to be conscious of what we are creating on the clean slate that is before us. To be aware and grateful for all that has passed in 2019. The highs, the lows, the happy, the sad. Let us embrace it all and be grateful. For each experience has added to who we are and who we're becoming. For each condition or circumstance has either brought us closer in our trust and faith into you or allowed our ego to run amok. So let us be grateful for it all that we might learn and grow, to develop our characters, to evolve in consciousness, to be more as the children of love that we are created to be. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, for those that we've said goodbye to in 2019, let our hearts be comforted in the awareness and the knowledge that we are ever one in spirit, ever one in love, and that whilst we may feel separate from them and our hearts may be grieving, that always we are with you, and from you we came and from you we shall return, and once more we will be reunited. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we enter into our new year filled with anticipation of what it holds, let us remember that in all things and in all ways to acknowledge you, so that you may make straight our paths. Let us remember that truly as we turn and look to you, you will guide and illuminate our paths, for the psalmist said, let us ask you, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth them not. So let us in all our ways seek you, seek your face, seek your guidance, seek your direction, seek the way that we should be walking. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we open ourselves to this new year, let us be more conscious that you are the source of all that is, the source of our abundance, our prosperity, our peace, our joy, our everything. Let us not look outside to find fulfillment, but look within to the core of our being to realize your spirit, your life, your perfect expression in and through and as us. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we enter into a new year, a new decade, we not only wish good for ourselves, but we're wishing good for our families and friends, our community, our nation, and all peoples of the world. Let this be a year when we can truly start to heal the divisions that we have falsely believed that separate us. In this new year, let us recognize more than ever our oneness with you, and our oneness with each other. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, let us hold in our heart our beautiful world and all its inhabitants, the two-legged, the four-legged, the winged, the hoofed, the finned. Let us hold in a holy embrace all of creation, that all of creation may experience what it needs to have a life for which you created for it. And when we see that is not the case, let us do our part in working towards it so that it may be so. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Mother, Father, God, as we release the old behaviors, the old patterns, the old hurts, the old disappointments in 2019, let us not pick them up again for 2020, but recognize, as it is written, behold, I do a new thing. Let us open our hearts and minds, our spirits, to being a new creation in you for this new year, this new decade. Let us recognize that the old has no part. The old way of thinking, of doing, that no longer serves us, is not needed in our new and wonderful expectation and anticipation of all the good, of all the blessings that you are going to bestow upon us in this new year. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for any and everything I may have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless us. For our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.
Take a deep breath in. And allow these words to settle in your being. And let us affirm our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Divine beloved, as we come to the end of our 10 of 10, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I look forward to meeting you again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.